Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. Imagine your friend.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another week here at By the By, dear podcast listeners.
Hello. I'm back.
Bradford is sorted. He had a momentary pause there.
I did. I remembered something I forgot.
Yes, yes. All good now. We're ready to go.
I'm put together.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Hashtag professional.
Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. So welcome back to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Firstly, big shout out to our Discord folks. Yeah. Yeah, we love you. If you want to become one of our Discord folks, you can do so by supporting us at any level on patreon.com/bythebypodcast. And the reason I bring them up is they're going to be sort of instrumental in today's podcast.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Exciting.
Before that, we do have February 9th is our next pendulum party. Tickets are going to be on sale at oursecretspot.com.au, or you can find them links on our website because Angela is amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this pendulum. It's going to be our first one of the year.
Woo-hoo.
We're going to kick it off right. So if you're around Sydney and want something to do on February 9th, come out, join us.
That's right. We're going to kick this year right in the sexy parts with our face.
Yeah.
Sexy face.
Wait,
part.
Kick with your face. Okay, yeah, sure, fine.
Yeah,
we'll go
yeah.
with that.
So this episode is, we're going to talk about something that I honestly never, ever thought that I would ever, ever talk about. Uh-huh. And I'm kind of stoked to do so. It's great. Go with us back in time to a simpler time, to the, I guess it was 2022, October-ish.
Yep. We actually looked it up by the pictures.
Yeah. And there still is one of my, Angela and I have had boudoir shots done. We've done lots of cruises. We've done lots of fun vacations. And yet still, the favorite photo of the two of us is me in a headless dragon, winged dragon inflatable suit, and Angela in a tiger with a hood suit. And our foreheads are together. So she's completely covered in PVC inflatable, and my head is out. And I still look at that. That's like one of my favorite images.
That was a really fun night.
Yes. And so that was, and I know we've shouted them out before, but we're going to do that a lot today, tonight, whatever, whenever you're listening to this. That was due to dear friends of the podcast and some folks on our Discord chat, Candy Coated Latex. So from now on, I'll refer to her as Candy Coated and him as Whale Man.
Okay.
That'll become more evident as to why later. So they came down to Sydney from the States and were kind enough to pack two inflatable suits. We did a very impromptu meet and greet at a bar with, I guess there was probably 12 of us from the podcast and friends of the podcast. And then when they were like, oh, we have a couple of inflatables if you want to try it. And it was like, back to our place. So I have this wonderful memory of us getting back and Whale Man basically going, well, it's probably best experience. You know, Candy was going through the safety stuff mm-hmm. and he was like, it's probably best experience if you're naked. And like immediately people are just taking their clothes off. It's like clothes were melting off.
Also, this is a crew that regularly goes to Pendulum. So we've all pretty well seen each other naked. And there's also, I don't think anybody in the group is shy.
No.
Yeah. But it was just clothes just absolutely fell off as soon as he said that.
It's just like, okay. And so, yeah, so we jumped in the suits. They blew us up. And fast forward probably a year later, they reached out to us and were like, we're getting a bunch of suits made that are sort of pups and foxes. Would you like one? And without even like my cheeks were sore for, I don't know, a week from smiling so much. It's hard to explain. And we'll try to sort of break it down as we talk about our experiences. But we were immediately like, yeah, we want one. So we were able to do custom colors. So what we ended up with is fit for my body. Cause they like, I think Angela did like 30 different measurements on me because the list they sent of these measurements was extensive.
Yeah, this was definitely custom made. So every suit that they had in this particular run was custom for each individual. So there were a lot of measurements that were taken. It was for you, it's your suit, but it also sort of works for me because we're similarly sized, like around, shaped differently, but similar-ish measurements. Obviously a decent height difference because I'm what, seven and a half inches shorter than you. So there's a little bit of height difference.
You're 5'2", I'm 5'9", eight and a half. I round up to 5'9".
Oh, well, I round up to 5'2". I'm actually 5'1.5".
There you go. I love it.
Or whatever. So 155 centimeters is what I was.
So 7 inches, baby.
But yeah, so it would still work for me, just not exactly the same measurements. Obviously, height and things are different.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it was fine because it was like, okay, it's yours, but at the same time, I'll still be able to experience it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So did all the measurements. And like I said, it was extensive. Like I have a vivid memory of me standing naked in the living room with you and your sewing.
Well, it was not device. Only body, like torso, you know, kind of measurements, leg measurements, that kind of thing, but it was even hand measurements.
Yeah.
So like, you know, hand length and fingers and whatever's, there was face, like different kind of measurements around the face and distances between parts and stuff. So it like, it was very extensive.
Yeah. And like, where's your penis in relation to your knees and things like that. So good stuff. Like, didn't know that's where my penis was.
Also, that's important on this one particularly because we did have a front hole and a back hole put into it.
Yes. So we had two custom holes, the front one and the back one, but I also have a big tail, so it's hard to get to the back one. But again, we'll get more into that
in
a bit. So the suit, we finally received it Shout out to them. The updates we got were plentiful and full of really good information. Yeah. I got photos, they confirmed colors to make sure that it's the right color. And looking at it, it is the right color. So of course it's a purple fox with some white and black accents. Mm-hmm. So the communication was just fantastic. And then early in December, it arrived.
Yay. That was such an awesome day. Also, I just have to say, like, the box that it arrived in,
that's exactly what I was going to say next,
was way smaller than I expected. That thing can pack down. I don't think we'll ever get it packed down that way again.
It's kind of like that thing where you'll never get the tent back into the bag that it came in.
Yeah. But it was because when it arrived, we were expecting a couple of things. And I was just kind of like, oh, I'm not sure exactly which one this is. And then I opened up and I was like, holy shit, I thought this was going to come in a much bigger box.
Yeah.
So I was pretty impressed with that.
And because the suit's huge, it's me sized. It's bigger than me sized. Yeah. Once you inflate it, it's much bigger than me sized. But yeah. So anyway, so we got it and we'd had the pump. We'd had it for a while because Angela excitedly, you know, she reached out to Candy Coated and to Whaleman and we're like, what should we get?
Yeah, so they had said that they have electric pumps or an electric pump that they use, and we kind of looked around at some of those, but my concern was noise because we are in an apartment, and if we happen to do this late at night or anything like that, I just don't want to take the risk of bothering neighbors. I don't think it would be a problem. I still don't want to take that risk.
Yeah.
And when they were here, when we did the demo at our apartment, they had a hand pump. And it actually, I liked that because it only takes like, what, 4, 5, 6 pumps? It doesn't take many to inflate the suit and to really get it kind of, you know, pumped up. But I like that slow kind of build and just like, woof, like every pump you kind of feel it. And so I actually really don't mind the hand pump. And yeah, so we ended up getting one. It's pretty inexpensive and it packs away, of course, very easily.
I wish I'd had something like this when we had inflatable mattresses and stuff.
Oh, no kidding, right?
This thing's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got it, and of course, we then went on holiday, then Christmas, then New Year, and we really didn't have much opportunity to play with it.
No, we did pull the head out a few times, and we, you know, there were some kind of looking at it and thinking about it and, like, kind of being like, oh, we could do this, and then just, of course, just excitedly putting the head on and, like, wearing that around a little bit.
As you do.
But not a good, proper, let's really play with it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Until recently.
So before we sort of talk about our experiences, one of the things that was really nice was Whaleman put me into a chat group on Telegram, and it's a big group, people all around the world. And immediately they are like many kink communities. Mm-hmm. They are completely open. They're completely accepting, really supportive, just a kind of an awesome, like nonstop, I'm going to say nonstop verbal diarrhea about inflatables, pet play, or furries and things like that. Mm. And that's something that I've learned is that, which makes sense, all those three things kind of walk hand in hand, mm-hmm. Which is good because I like all three things. But so the inflatables, the pool toys, these are other sort of names that they've given themselves, squeakers. It's really interesting to talk to these folks and see their experiences and see how excited they get about other people's stuff, right? And how supportive they are. So one of the questions I asked was, how did you know that you were into inflatables, pool toys, and things like that? And I got wonderful, very wide variety of answers. Things like I knew since I was 5. One person was talking about how they had a raincoat when they were really young that was soft PVC or vinyl or whatever that they really liked the touch of. They liked the feel of it. There are people who talked about in college or uni, they would get plastic trash bags and inflate them and then masturbate with them or what are the weather balloons? Mm-hmm. Somebody, I think, ordered a weather balloon online. And I'm like, it's such a fascinating demographic of, and I think it's one of those things that I really appreciate sort of being bi, you know, you're sort of on the outskirts, right? So a lot of this stuff was done either in hiding or in secrecy, but now we have this nice little community that we've got.
I was going to say, because this is not something that I really ever thought about or was exposed to or knew was an option until, you know, the last few years kind of thing. And like once we really kind of started getting more into kink communities and being exposed to stuff. But in like pre-kink life, I never really even considered that it was an option to do something like this.
Yeah.
Ditto. Which is a shame because we could have found it much earlier.
Right. It's a shame to find this in your mid-40s. And don't get me wrong. I love the humor that I see in it where I'm in this fox suit and I've got a hole for my penis and a hole for my butt, and I'm 46 and dancing like a pool toy. And I love it. It's just, there is that weird, like, wow, I wish I'd known about this when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Some of these folks did. Later in life, they kind of came across it with pool toys and things like that. So then you've got the folks that, you know, then I asked sort of like, why, what is it about it that you like? And again, what I love is just the absolute diversity of answers. Everything from, I like the way, like what you just said, as it inflates, you feeling it compressing against you. People saying, I like the sounds that it makes. I like the smell that it is. I like the fact that I may not have complete mobility. I like the being so anthropomorphized into something else. And it is, having done a bit more research on it online, it is very much a part of that queer community. We want to be something else. What's the best way to be something else? And it's really cool. And so, like, for me, one of the things I absolutely love about it is that the compression. Mm-hmm. So that as the suit inflates, and for anybody who is struggling to understand what this is, it's an inflatable. It's made of the same stuff as pool toys, but you aren't in it, and then it's air. It's expanding and sort of, I would say those things that you ship wine bottles in, yeah. Those plastic yeah. columns, it's like that.
So it's got two layers around and then a little hole for air to go into, like a mattress would, like a blow up mattress would, right?
Or a pool toy.
Yeah. Or a pool toy. So it has the hole where you pump the air into it, and then there's two layers. So the air goes between the two layers and it kind of compresses against your skin as it fills up. And this particular suit, it's like Bradford said, it's a fox. And so you step into it and it's all the way from the feet up down to the wrists and then up to the neck is all one piece. Mm-hmm. And then we have separate mitts, so separate paws. And then we have a separate head that they all zip on. So that way you can get them to where it's like all in one and that kind of thing. But we wanted to be able to have the pieces that can come off.
And
they also all inflate. So the paws inflate, the head inflates.
And they can all be zipped onto the main suit. So the original one that they brought a year and a half ago or so, the one that covered both hoods, you would breathe through a snorkel.
And also the other thing about the hood is you'd breathe through the snorkel, and the eye holes were like kind of a clear plastic. So, and they were, for me, I could see out of them vaguely, but not very clearly. And also they were they weren't in front of my eyes. Right. So they were up a little bit in a weird place. So when I was in the hood, I couldn't really see anything. Sound was muffled and you're breathing through a snorkel, which I liked. I liked having that kind of like all over enclosure, and I found it very meditative.
And I hated it. I felt that it was completely claustrophobic. I felt like I was suffocating. Like I couldn't, it wasn't like snorkeling in the ocean, because there was no way, you can't just lift your head and suddenly get free air. And it like, I didn't like the pressure against the eyes.
Yeah, see, I didn't really mind the pressure against the eyes, and I think that's part of why I found it meditative, is because I was focusing on breathing through the snorkel. So I was, at first I was thinking about it. Then after a bit, you get used to it and you just do it. But at the beginning, I was thinking about it, so I was kind of really focused on that, and that's kind of, I think, what pulled me into that kind of headspace.
But with the new design that they have, there are some inflatable pieces inside the hood. And so what that does is it pushes against your cheeks and then your forehead and your push to keep it from collapsing in on you. So it's very easy to see out of, and you breathe through your nose and mouth, and you can actually talk, which is the other thing, because with the snorkel,
yeah.
Like what?
Yeah. You can't talk. And this one, the eye holes are like punched out a bit mesh like, and of course, I mean, I guess this part of being the custom is like they were at a better level to be able to see from.
Oh yeah.
So for me, they were just a little high, but still I could very easily see out of them.
And for me, it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's made for you.
Right.
Yeah. But I could still very easily see. And if anything, just kind of maybe tilt my head down just a little to see something. But
yeah. So yeah, we apparently we're pool toy inflatophiles.
Oh, there we go. That's it. Yeah.
And it's hard to explain exactly what is so great about it, but it is so great, right? There's so many things. We'll take a quick break here and then we'll talk about the two experiences that we've had and exactly what we did.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yes, I know it's still early January, but look, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And, you know, get in, get on, get fast. What do you want? Something from adamandeve.com. Whether it's for your partner, your partners, or even yourself, everyone deserves something for Valentine's Day. Get your heart on and use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBY. Because you'll get one item at 50% off. You'll get free shipping. You'll get 6 videos on demand and some extra wonderful things thrown into your box. That's right. Valentine's Day, just around the corner. Order now. Get it in. Get it on. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. BYTHEBY. So Curious Humans has one of their little versions is Aussie Humans. And Angela, what's the card that we drew out of Aussie Humans right now?
So I pulled this one out. I have made friends with someone just because they have a pool.
That is in the temperature, which today it's going to get up to 32. The temperature has been up to 39, I think, recently.
Well, that's just in Sydney, too. So,
and that's just in Sydney. There's a huge heat wave out on the West Coast. But We have not done that. We have not.
No, we have not. I'm sure that there are many Australians who have either.
And made, we don't blame you.
Either made friends with like people or, you know, were nice to their neighbors because their neighbors have a pool.
And we don't blame you. But it's questions like that that are conversation starters and can get you giggling. So go to curioushumansgame.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBY, to get your games at 10% off. They've got a lot of them. They've got the base game, the Aussie Humans, Kinky Humans, Morbid Humans, and more. CuriousHumansGame.com. I'm very happy, boy, because all of my buttons now are in a new order. Angela reordered my buttons, and now I don't have to be like, oh, I don't know which button I'm pushing. It's like I'm experienced. I'm a professional.
It took a long time, and I was like, all right, we're going to just rearrange these because you'd get frustrated at them.
I think you kind of enjoyed it sometimes.
I mean, I did sometimes. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so my experience first. So popped into the suit, inflated it up, and immediately my cheeks started cheeking and because I was smiling so much. We played around with it. I danced around with it. I just sort of enjoyed the pressure. And then you were like, oh, I wonder if I can reach you through these holes.
Yeah. And so I, you know, kind of felt through the back hole and there was a little bum there. I was like, ooh, I like this. This could be fun. And then through the front hole, I could feel your penis. And that was really cool. And one thing that we had seen that Whale Man has done and Candy Coated have done is they put the magic wand, so the vibrator, on the suit, and then you can, you know, feel the vibrations through it. So I was like, I wonder what that feels like. So I pulled out my wand and put it against the suit, and just, we tried different places. So we tried kind of torso, up, down, left, right, whatever, just to see what it would feel like.
And it's intense. It's so cool because, again, you know, you've got this tight column or tight pockets of air all over your body. So the vibration travels ridiculously far. Yeah. Like I have a vivid memory of you vibrating me on the ass and I could feel my nipple vibrating like through the thing. It was like, this is really kind of cool. I like this. And so we did that for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then the eternal question of, gee, I wonder how far my penis will stick out of this. Like, so I start playing with myself and you start playing with myself. And it was like, oh, look, there it is. And that will never make you feel hung ever to like I could just see the head. It's popping out. It's like a little gopher.
Yeah. Yeah. So once that started popping out, I started, you know, what do you do with it? You go down on it, right? You start licking it and sucking on it.
Which is funny because you can't really move in the suit. Like, I couldn't look down and really appreciate it. But like, I'm just standing there going, huh, this is like it's like I'm inside of a glory hole. I am the door of the glory hole.
Yeah. You just have to stand there and feel it and enjoy it.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah. But you really can't do much else. So yeah, of course I did that for a little bit. And then the question was,
I wonder if we can have sex in this thing.
Uh-huh. I mean, one thing leads to another, right?
I mean, dot, dot, dot. So we deflated the tail because I was like, well, I'll be laying on my back and then you can straddle me. Mm. So we deflated the tail and then deflated the body just a wee bit.
Just a little. And you could lay down a bit easier.
Yeah.
Because you were laying on the S as opposed to like the floor we could probably get you on without really deflating it. But I wanted to put you on the S. And so we just needed to deflate it so you could kind of curve your body a bit.
So I'm all curved there and like just a little bit poking out. And so then you climbed on and straddled me. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a kind of amazing. I had my hands and I could move my arms a little bit, but I couldn't really even grab you. Mm. But I had the vibrator and I was basically holding it to my chest. Well, so what did that feel like?
So I could feel it through you. Obviously, it's because I'm sitting on the fox. I'm sitting on you and I could feel it, but it wasn't doing anything to stimulate me, okay. Right? Because it wasn't enough or direct enough to stimulate me, but it was just a really cool feeling having some kind of vibration and feeling. I could feel it traveling on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really funny and it was extremely enjoyable.
Oh yeah. I loved it because I was basically straddling you, bouncing up and down on your penis sticking out of this thing. And so then I get like the rubber, like whenever I go down and stuff and, yeah. Or I guess PVC and it was, yeah, it just felt really cool.
Yeah. So it was,
And I would also, sorry,
no, no.
But I would also not just up and down, but I would kind of ride along it,
yeah.
Like scoot along. And yeah, that felt really good.
It was really interesting. It was not something I originally thought about, but I can tell you now I will think about that quite often. Mm-hmm. It was such a sort of, again, that surreal experience of I can't really move, but I don't really want to kind of thing. Mm. So that was, yeah. And plus, I guess it was that, I know it's something that you enjoy, which is the shallow thrusting. So not going in all the way, but just playing to the entrance of the vulva.
It's a different feeling and it's not something we do necessarily a lot. And so when we do it, it's like, oh, I actually really like that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was good fun. So then we, after shenanigans, suddenly I was like, I am melting. And we had had the AC on, but hadn't had it on long enough to cool the room completely down.
Yeah, also Sydney summer fighting all of the heat and humidity.
The humidity is like 80%.
Yeah. So it was cool, but it wasn't as cool as it should be before starting something like this. Because if you're going to be in something where you're completely covered like that, it needs to be, at least it's super helpful if it's super, super cool in the room.
Yeah. And it doesn't breathe. So I did lose almost a kilo of sweat, which was nice. Unfortunately, it pooled in the feet. So take the suit, you unzip me, and it's like immediately, I could feel the water. It's like I stepped out of the shower, but it's all sweat, which is gross. But so what?
Some people like that.
No, I'm not going to yuck your yum. It's just not for me. Yeah. I don't even like my own sweat. My own sweat is disgusting. So I waddled my sexy ass into the shower and basically showered in the suit and then took the suit off, filled up the legs, dumped them out. It is quite a process to clean. Yeah. So it does have some print on the chest fur is printed and then like the mouth and some of the things like that. So once you wash it off, you want to make sure it's nice and dry. So I washed it off and then let it dry on the outside, then threw some cornstarch on it, which as a side note, apparently cornstarch is just magic. It fixes everything. If you've got like a fleshlight and you're like, I wish it felt like the way it felt, just take it and dump it into a bag full of cornstarch. Shake it up and then pull it out. Don't buy the expensive rejuvenation bullshit that they have. Just get cornstarch. It's great. Fixes dildos, fixes fleshlights, and apparently works for PVC suits. Mm. Great. So then turned it inside out and dumped the feet out, the next day, again, drying it. And yeah, so we got it all nice and dry. And then it was like, where are we going to put this thing? Because I really, I'm thinking, like, honestly, I know the instructions, and they did send us detailed instructions on how to store it.
I will say that the instructions are very, very good, not just about storage, but about use and safety and all kinds of things. Really good information that came with it.
Yeah. But, like, I don't want to fold it up, like, right? Because I don't want to damage it. And I know you can do it, but just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. So now I'm sort of at that point where I'm like, you know, when we're not wearing it and it's good and clean, what I may end up doing is just blowing it up and let it stand. It could be like, if somebody breaks in, they'll be like, fuck this shit. There's a giant pool man. And plus, if it's inflated, then I can fuck it.
Well, I'd say you also don't have to inflate it like all the way, right? It could just be a little bit.
Yeah, but then I can fuck it.
Yeah. But we should, just for longevity's sake, just check with candy coated latex and make sure, like, what do they think about that? Like, I don't really see any negative ramifications to it, but yeah, just I don't. Yeah, we don't want to damage this thing.
True. No, God, no. Because so, I'm in love with it. Yeah. And it is an inflated version of my ego. Maybe my id. It's more my id.
Yeah.
And just real quick, talking about safety, if you are going to do this, if it's something that interests you, don't do it by yourself is one of those
rule number one.
Rule number ones. And always have an implement to be able to exit quickly. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I really appreciate about candy coated latex is that they're like, look, if you have to cut yourself out, do it, send it back to us, we'll repair it.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of awesome.
Because you don't want that fear of, oh, but I don't want to damage this expensive thing that we've got. But it's fine.
I'll just die.
Yeah, your safety is way, way more important. And they recognize that. And like, yeah, we'll fix it. It's no problem.
Yeah. And I really, really, really appreciate that and respect that.
Yeah.
So that was my experience. Mm. Let's talk about you, Shorty.
Okay. So I obviously am a bit shorter than Bradford.
7 inches. Or as I like to call it, almost a penis. Or maybe a wee bit more than a penis.
And so when I got into the suit, I could immediately tell, you know, when I put my feet in and I stood up and I was pulling it up, the difference really came in the legs. And
no, that was just sweat.
But like the body, I felt like, you know, when I put my arms in and the shoulders were sitting, the rest of the body kind of hangs down. And then, but I felt like it felt like the legs were kind of squished a bit. And then of course, like looking at it in the mirror, it did look like all body and little tiny legs.
It was really funny,
but it's fine. Cause once we zipped me up and started inflating, it felt fine. It like, I didn't feel any different. And so it definitely works from that perspective. I liked the way that, again, it kind of builds when you're pumping it up and you can kind of feel it a bit more and a bit more. And I actually, this time, as opposed to last time it was a fairly fast pump up, but this time you got halfway and I was like, oh, let's hold it there for a second. Like I kind of liked that half inflated feel. And then after a minute, I was like, all right, you can keep going a little more. But I just wanted to kind of sit in that for a minute. And again, because of length differences, my hands, like the tips of my fingers, my long fingies, were just sticking out of the arms. Yeah. And so I didn't really feel like I needed the paws on because they just kind of felt superfluous.
Yeah.
And if we wanted to do like the full thing, then sure, we'll probably put them on me at some point. But for just kind of feeling it, I was like, I don't really feel like I need the paws on because my hands are pretty well covered. And so I didn't end up with the paws on. You put the head on me and we started inflating it, but I found because it has the inflatable parts on the inside that holds it away from your face, I found that they were just a little differently positioned for me. And so I kind of had a little bit of like, oh shit, am I going to be able to breathe in this? Because there's no snorkel. So there's no kind of a safety net or backup. Right. And so I had you inflate it probably like a quarter, like barely anything.
Yeah.
Just to kind of see where it's going to sit. And then also there is a neck part too. And that kind of helped push it up and sit a little better once you did that. But I had you inflate the head kind of little by little and probably only about halfway for most of it, most of my play. And then somewhere along the way, I did ask you to inflate it a little bit more because I just was not exactly comfortable with where it was sitting. I feel like that's going to take me a few more times to really embrace where it is and how I need to breathe and stuff. I also found one thing that's really weird is when I first put it on and I'm looking through the eye holes and I'm like thinking about all this, like, you know, okay, how does it feel? Can I breathe? And da, da, da. when I closed my eyes and didn't look, then I focused a lot more on my breathing. And then I was like, I'm okay. Now you can inflate it more. And that's when I asked for more.
Interesting.
So for most of the time that I was in the suit, once I got to that point, I closed my eyes. And I actually found I liked that better. Because to me, then it's kind of like whatever's happening is okay. It's fine. I know I'm okay. But when I can see things, and I think it's because when I can see out, I feel like things should be quote unquote normal, but I'm not breathing normally in it. And that kind of gave me this weird, I don't know that I like this.
Interesting.
Because my brain was expecting normal, but my body couldn't do normal. And I didn't like that dichotomy. But then when I could completely dissociate, then I'm like, now I don't really care what it is. As long as I can breathe, it's fine. So we did with the head.
You are normal for a big purple inflated fox.
Yeah, but it's just getting my brain around it.
Yeah.
So for most of my play, I'd say the head was probably half inflated. We did a little more. At some point, I asked for a little more inflation, but we never did get it fully inflated with me. That's something that I think I'm going to another time or so, and I think I'll get comfortable with that. But it doesn't really matter because it's, you know, whatever feels good to you.
Right. So. Yeah. There's no right or wrong.
No. No, but yeah, I like it because it is like this all over body hug. You really can't move much. Like, you know, you're kind of stuck in this thing. And so like I said, once I closed my eyes and it was just kind of meditative, and it is different because this time we could talk, and was before we couldn't.
Yeah.
So there was a bit more of like, oh, what do you want to do? As opposed to just things happen to you because other people want to do them and you don't know what's coming, which is kind of how it was last time. And there's something about that I do like. But this time it was just, you know, first time trying it out. What are we going to do with it?
Yeah.
And you stuck your fingers in the hole.
We used the vibrator on you.
Well, it also, I was going to say, because you stuck your fingies in the back hole.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, that feels pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you stuck your fingies in the front hole. And that felt really good.
We were like, well, this is perfect. And like, again, with custom holes in custom specific places, we ended up very lucky in that both of our sex parts are near the same holes.
I was going to say, the holes lined up really well for both of us. So I'm okay with the legs being, you know, a bit shorter and whatever, but like the holes lined up really well for both of us to be able to use it.
Yeah. So the magic wand vibrator, how did that feel?
So I liked how you did get the vibration all over, and it was interesting, different places, it felt like the vibrations traveled differently. So when you had it more on my torso, kind of, I would say between chest and hip height, I could really feel the vibrations traveling a lot more. Mm-hmm. Once you went, and in the back as well, front or back, once you went a bit further down, like you kind of going down the legs and getting further away from that very central area, I don't feel like the vibrations traveled as well.
Gotcha.
So I liked it when it was a bit harder and you could really feel it traveling through. It's a sensation that I can just stand there and enjoy.
And you did.
And it's not going to turn me on, but it just feels good.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, this is enjoyable. You know, it's like how some people sunbake. To me, it's just that. Like, that's I'm just going to lay here, just stand here like this. And so I did like the wand for that perspective.
Yeah. It is interesting because I get what you're saying. For me, the vibration is enough to get me aroused. It wouldn't get me off, but it definitely gets me aroused.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, so I was putting fingers in different places and I ended up, you've got a toy. We call it the alien.
It's a Zumiio.
There you go.
Yeah.
We call it the alien because it looks like an alien.
It looks like a little alien antenna. Yeah.
So turn that thing on. And the one problem when trying to do this is you can't see where you're poking. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to jam this in the hole.
Also, well, pros and cons, the Zumiio is very thin, right? So it fits in the hole really well, which is nice. But also, you have to be pretty specific with where it actually is touching.
Yeah.
Because it is small. It's not like the wand where you've got big surface area.
I think, you know, for future, what we need is just to figure out what is a good vibrator that works for size and intensity that can cover more ground, but still fit in the hole.
Yeah. And I will say that when you first put it in, you were like bang on right spot. I was like, okay, this is good. And that was nice for a few minutes. And then at some point you moved it. And then it was like hard for me to direct you to get it back to the
right spot. Yeah. Cause you'd be like, go to the left. I'm like, I did go to the left. No, the right left. I'm like, what does that even mean? Yeah.
Your left, my left. And then it was like up a little, down a little bit. And I felt like it was like tilting downward, but I wanted it tilting upward.
And I couldn't tilt it upward anymore because and it was just funny because at one point you were like, go this way with your hands. And you were pointing, your right hand was pointing left and your left hand was pointing right. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So we played around with directions a bit and it ended up, we got it back to where it needed to be. But that was, I mean, it was fun, but it did highlight the fact that like, that's probably, while it's a good toy to fit in the hole, we do need to play around with other ones and just see what's going to work well for that. Yeah. But you had it spot on to begin with. So it's like, just keep it there. Whatever you did the first time, just do that.
Well, you were making some good purring sounds. So that was nice.
Oh yeah. It felt really good.
And then using my hands, that was good. Cause I could at least feel where I was touching and find what I was aiming for. And then I was like, okay, I'm now aroused. I want to try to fuck this thing. And so, you know, because I am nothing else. I am a man. And I see something with holes in it. And I'm like, can I put my dick in that? So I was like, first thing I want to do is fuck the ass. And I will say, it is interesting for me looking at a suit that is a representation of the thing that I love, right? The purple fox. And I'm like, I see that as me. And so I've got my hands, you know, inside of you and I'm looking up and your eyes may have been closed, but I'm looking up into the face of something that I sort of identify with. And I'm like, oh my God, is this kind of masturbation? I'm fucking myself.
So that's interesting. Was that good? Do you care? Would it be different if I were in a different animal suit?
It's interesting. No, I don't think I don't think I care, but it is something that, wow, I directly identify with this. And I did feel myself sort of going into that pet mode of like putting my face against the body and then just smelling it. And like, you know, I was like, this is actually kind of cool. So we deflated your tail because I wanted to get to the ass. And then I threw some lube on and then basically just stuck my dick in the asshole. And I don't know where I hit, but I knew that there was like, at least there were some cheeks that I was spreading. So that was nice.
Yeah. So you hit pretty spot on. Like you definitely hit my ass. And it depended on, I think, the angle or how you were doing it, because at times you were just like poke the ass. And then at times you kind of went down a bit. So a bit kind of between my legs a bit.
Oh, okay.
And then at some point you kind of started going up a bit. So like between the suit and my ass.
Oh.
So there were three different ways that.
Was any of that actually pleasurable for you?
Yeah, I liked all of it.
Okay.
I mean, they're all feel good in different ways, right?
Well, it's just interesting because again.
But also we weren't exactly aiming for like anal penetration. We were just like, let's just see what this feels like.
And so I think part of me was, you know, we hadn't done any preparation for anal penetration. So I don't want to literally fuck her in the ass.
Yeah.
I just want to fuck her ass, which is weird. But like, and so I was sort of really cognizant of that. And like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to hurt her. You were still kind of in your sublime meditative thing. I'm like, I could probably get away with ass fucking, but like, I don't want to do that because we haven't had that conversation.
No, it felt really good. And like I said, all three positions just had different feels to them. And I liked kind of how you moved from one to another. And I was like, all right, this is good.
Yeah, it was very good. And then I was like, okay, let's get you on the ground. I want to see if I can fuck the front hole now.
Yeah.
And so that was a funny thing because you kind of looked at me like, the fox kind of looked at me like, how the fuck am I supposed to lay down? I can't do anything. So what I did, I walked you forward. I was like, okay, trust fall. So I just grabbed you under the arms and then you just planked and I walked you back.
And that's basically what we did. I remember when Candy Coated Latex and Whale Man were here. And I laid down, I think it was like on the couch or something. We'd pulled out the ottoman part of the couch and I'd laid down on the couch. I think somebody else laid down on the floor, but that was basically what they were doing to get people on the, you know, to lay down was just kind of that, just fall backwards, catch, and then, you know, catch them.
Catch and release.
They would lay you down. And it worked really well. It's a great way to get down.
Yeah, get down. So there you are laying there. And I'm like, well, guess I'm going to fuck myself. So again, a little more lube and then. Yeah, I don't have any idea where I was hitting, but it felt really good for me.
So that was, you were pretty well. Again, it moved around a little bit from time to time, but for the most part, you were hitting right on the outside of my labia, right between the legs.
Okay.
And so, and I could kind of, not much, barely squeeze my legs a little bit. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I could kind of just give it a little more pressure there. I feel like we could do penetrative sex with it. It would just take a little more finagling of things.
Yeah.
And I don't think it'd be very difficult. It was just more like, let's just feel what this feels like. And yeah. I like it when you rub on the outside of me like that. I think it feels really good.
And I enjoyed it. And again, it was interesting because my weight displaced air. And then, so, you know, I could tell that you were enjoying it because of the sounds you were making, but also, you know, I would put my hands on your shoulder or on your arms, again, pushing air in other places. And again, looking at the fox face as I'm fucking it missionary style now. And it was really good.
So that was also interesting because I didn't have the pause on. And at one point, I could just feel your hands a bit with the end of my fingertips. And so I could feel a bit of skin. And that was kind of weird because I was like, ooh, I like the way that feels. Because again, it's that connection. And now it's like, I feel like I'm really connected to you. But also, it's weird because I'm in this thing and I shouldn't be feeling skin or anything, right? So it's like, oh, do I like this? Do I not like this? I did. I liked it. But yeah.
You're so funny.
But there was that bit of like, this is an unexpected feeling because you're just used to the PVC all over, right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden I feel something other than that. And it was like, oh, wait, that's different. Okay, I like it.
That's so funny. Yeah, it was really interesting. And I was surprised that, like, I went for a while. And then ultimately I pulled out and I came on your chest. And I was like, that was hotter than it probably should have been.
No, it's exactly as hot as it should be.
Because like, that's kind of awesome. I enjoyed that. And then I got a towel and wiped you down.
Yes.
And then I stood you up and I unzipped you. Just like me, you had been apparently in a rainstorm.
So that was interesting because I felt like, I don't know how long I was in the suit, but
a long time, but not a long time, like 30
guessed,
minutes.
I would have guessed 30, 40
minutes. 45 minutes.
Yeah. I would have guessed 30 to 40 minutes. And for the first 10, what I would guesstimate to be 10 minutes, I don't think, like, I didn't feel hot at all. I didn't feel like I was sweating at all. And then after that point, it was like, okay, now I'm starting to feel the sweat. And it wasn't in a bad way. It feels good.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I felt like I went a few minutes, probably a good solid 10 minutes is what it felt like before I actually got to that point of now I'm sweating. So if it was a really short stint just to see how it feels, I don't think I would have been sweating as much. But yeah, after a while, it's like, yep, I'm drenched and I don't care.
Yeah. Angela drenched and she don't care. Yeah. So
then I had to go shower myself off. I had to shower the suit off, get it all clean.
I do love how naturally we go from, oh, wow, this is such an interesting, fun, unique, bizarre experience to, I wonder if I can fuck you in it.
I mean, we wouldn't have gotten holes if that wasn't even a consideration, right?
No, yeah, it's true. It's true.
Because you can get them without. Like, you don't have to have the holes in there.
I think part of the whole reason for holes as well was, you know, if you do ever wear it to a convention, I want to be able to pee without taking it off.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, see? Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's easier for me, harder for you.
I wouldn't be able to do that, no.
We give you one of those she-wee things. Tie it to you. You got your little hose out there. People are like, what's that? That's my pee hole. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so of course, what do I do now? I'm starting to look at all the conventions in Australia. There are a couple. Unfortunately, all the tickets are sold out, which is kind of a bummer.
What time of year are they?
April through June, pretty much.
So when it's a bit cooler.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. Ha, ha, ha. That's, you know.
Because we're coming into winter then.
Just a pretty face. Yeah, so there's a big one up there on the Gold Coast, and then there's one here in Sydney. Yeah, so pretty cool.
Cool, we'll have to check them out. Well, I mean, maybe not this year, but we can look at it for next year and stuff. And
definitely.
Get on tickets when they come up.
I need to, yeah, remember it.
We'll put it in the calendar.
There you go.
Set a reminder.
So, yeah, that's...
I mean, I think overall, huge success. It was a lot of fun when you had it on and I was playing with you. It was a lot of fun when I had it on. I can see us definitely playing with this...
Over and over.
With some regularity, yeah. For sure. Yeah. And you'd be in it most of the time. I can see myself getting in it sometimes.
It is such an interesting feeling and experience. It's that, you know, you say it best when you call it an all-over hug. And it's like that, those compression socks that you wear on airplanes, but an entire bodysuit of that. And additionally, it is the smell of the vinyl. It is that sort of the restrictive movement. And like, it's such an interesting experience. And it's really a shame that, one, more people don't know about it. And two, that I know how people look at us. And that's a shame. It's because it is such an amazing experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's something I'm really very thankful that Candy Coated, well, first of all, we ever crossed paths with them, and that they were nice enough to bring some suits down and let us try them and then kind of find this whole new thing that we're into.
Yeah. And now we are prophets of pool toys. I'm a pool toy prophet, baby. PTP. You down with PTP? Yeah, you know me. So, yes, once again, follow them on Instagram. They are at Candy Coated Latex. We will put a link to their shop in the show notes.
Yep. Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And
this isn't a hashtag ad.
No.
Like, they're just wonderful humans that we need to spread, you know, we need to spread more wonderful humans around.
Yes, definitely.
And they're both quite lookers. Anyway, so that's neither here nor there, but it still is a thing.
It's there. It's a little thing.
It's there. So, yeah. If you have questions about inflatables, about pool toys, and about the experience that we had, you can do a couple of things. You can ask us directly by joining our Discord, by supporting us at any level on patreon.com/bythebypodcast. You can email us. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on one of our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook. Go to our website, www.bythebuy.com. Yeah, we got the .com now. Or www.com.au. And you can go to our contact page there and submit us questions as well. So, Angela, what are your final thoughts on the big inflatable fox?
I love it.
Me too.
It's a lot of fun, and I am so glad that we have it.
Me too. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.